Welcome to the UBS Advisor Experience. This is a podcast series with advisors who have recently joined UBS from across the industry. In candid conversations, they will each share their experiences about moving to UBS, what it was like for them, what it was like for their team, and their clients. You'll get to hear firsthand about the resources and support at UBS that can help take your business to the next level. I'm your host, Emily De La Reguera. Let's get started. Welcome back to the podcast, UBS Advisor Experience. I am your host, Emily De La Reguera, and I am so excited on today's episode to welcome Jason Arnold. Jason is a Senior Vice President at UBS Wealth Management, and he joined us from Merrill Lynch just a few years ago. Jason is the leader of the Greyhawk Group based in Roseville, California, and he lives in Granite Bay with his wife and two teenage daughters. Fun fact, he also really enjoys coaching volleyball for his two teenage daughters. Jason, thank you so much for joining today. I have to tell you, in the past few years that we've gotten to work together, you've become not only a great colleague, but also a great friend. And so I couldn't be more excited to welcome you onto today's episode.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Thrilled to be here.
It's so great to have you here. I know you and I have only known each other for a few years now, but I have to tell you that in those few years, you've become a really good friend. And I have such a tremendous amount of respect for you and what you do for your clients and how you lead your team. I think our listeners today are absolutely going to really benefit from hearing your story and journey and deciding why you and your team joined us here at UBS.
Well, thanks for having me. It's an honor to be asked, and hopefully there's some value that can be gleaned out of this.
Let's start by taking a step all the way back for the benefit of our listeners and have you tell them about yourself and the structure of your team.
Yeah, it's interesting. So our team is made up of four advisors, and we have two wealth strategy associates and two client service associates. And that structure is actually fairly new since we came to UBS. So one wealth strategy associate, client service associate, and an advisor merged with our team that moved over here from Merrill Lynch. And so it's been really fun and really interesting because we've sort of all had different backgrounds and different ways of approaching the business. There's enough similarities that make it all make sense. But I think we've benefited from different levels of expertise at different parts of the business. And I think our offering for clients now is pretty compelling.
You joined us in 2021. Here we are, March of 2023. And you've already brought in additional partners from UBS to join your team. And that's a pretty quick move. It takes generally 6 to 9 months to really bring over your book. And you successfully brought over your book and grown your team. How did that come to be?
It was interesting. The makeup of any good team, there's got to be chemistry in the team. And we're fortunate that we really like each other. And I think that that certainly helps. And in those conversations about, well, what do you do for clients and how do you do it? Why do you do it that way? That really blossomed for us because we relied on, you know, these new partners and their internal expertise because they'd been at UBS much longer, obviously, than us. And so I think that sort of accelerated those conversations and made us feel like, you know, there's some synergies here. And I think this is a good fit. And we were cautious because the existing team that we had a sort of a tight-knit little family and were protective of that. And the idea of adding other people to that, you know, it really had to be a terrific fit. And it is. I think everybody in the industry has seen people that partner just because they like each other. And the synergies that exist in our current team have been really fun. And I think we're all chasing the same goals and it's made a really good partnership.
That's fantastic. And that's not easy to do even when you've been at the firm and know all of the players and have longstanding relationships. So the fact that you were able to both transition your book and be able to find partners and grow your team who have complementary skill sets is candidly, in my opinion, a real testament to your leadership as a partner on that team.
Thank you.
So obviously, as a successful advisor and as a successful team in general, I'm sure when you were considering leaving Merrill Lynch, you had a lot of options available to you and a lot of firms that were looking to bring you over to work with them. For the benefit of our listeners, what prompted you to actually consider even making the change away from Merrill Lynch?
Yeah, it was a gut-wrenching decision because I love Merrill Lynch and I love the people of Merrill Lynch. And, you know, we had a really great run there. The part that led us to the decision to look around is it just our view was that we didn't leave Merrill Lynch. Merrill Lynch left us. And what was difficult is that the firm and what seemed to be the mission of the firm had evolved away from what we wanted to pursue. And so the other thing too is, you know, there's people in our industry that change firms all the time. That had not been us. Our team had been there for a really long time, almost 20 years. And I'm not a change guy. I'm still living in my hometown, been married to the same woman my whole adult life. Change is not my favorite thing. And so to arrive at the decision that we needed to do something different and serve our clients elsewhere was really, really tough. And candidly, UBS's presence in our town was pretty small. And so when we started to make the list of who we wanted to connect with, we didn't have a lot of UBS connections in our town just because it was a fairly small presence here. But we made a list of, hey, what's important to us in the way that we want to serve our clients? And what firms should we be learning more about? And when we went through that process of elimination, it just became totally clear that UBS was the right fit for us. The culture here starts with a yes. When you ask a question, people want to give you a yes. And if there's a way to weave through things and get to a yes, people will help you figure out how to do it versus very black and white. You know, you're at a firm with 20 or 25,000 advisors. It's just a yes or a no, because that's just how it's got to be. So to us, the fact that UBS had roughly 6,000 advisors in the United States made it big enough that it mattered, but still small enough that business decisions with common sense could be made. And there was huge appeal to that. And then, you know, as we looked under the hood a little bit, some of the things that were really inviting to us were just the idea that, you know, there's more billionaires, 100 millionaires and 10 millionaires that do business at UBS than any other firm on the planet. The global nature of the firm we found really appealing just because the world continues to be a smaller place. Well, it's an interesting thing. You know, I was about as nervous of a recruit, I think, as UBS has probably ever had, just having never gone through it before. And, you know, really we're looking for reasons not to do it. And the more we explored, the more we felt confident in our ability, because ultimately what it had to come down to was, could we say to our clients with conviction that we think this is better for you? Because ultimately, it's about the families that we serve. And that was really what we needed to be shown. I mean, there was lots of firms out there that had compelling offers that made sense financially for us. But what we had to do is come up with, well, when we call our client that's trusted us for years and say, hey, this is what we did, and we'd invite you to come with us, we had to feel with a very high level of conviction that this was in their best interest. And, you know, it's interesting, in looking for all the reasons not to make a move, statistically, one of the things that I had come across was that if you take a first quintile producer, historically, it takes about 39 months for them to replace their trailing 12. And I thought, okay, so if you look at the economics, does that make sense or does it not? And in the first year, I ended up at about 150% of trailing 12. I think it really just came down to the fact that, you know, all of a sudden we landed at a firm where the sole focus was taking care of our clients. And when we eliminated the distractions of some of the other things that we were being asked to do that our clients weren't necessarily asking of us, then, oh my gosh, all of a sudden we felt like there was a little time in the day. We had a little capacity. We had a prospecting message and a story that I think was really compelling. And it really helped us to accelerate.
That's great. Stay with that for a second, because I know that I've spoken to several recruits and you're not alone when you say that sometimes, especially toward the very end, when people get nervous, they're almost looking for reasons not to leave. What was that story when you finally were willing to pull the trigger and you thought to yourself in the mirror every morning when you got up to go to work? What was the story that you told your clients to say, this is why UBS is better for you?
Yeah, I think really that message boiled down to a few things. And really for us, it was just about the idea that we've been proud to work at Merrill Lynch for a really long time. It was our view that it was sort of the crown jewel of Wall Street for a really long time. Post the Bank of America acquisition, we felt like some things in the firm had started to erode. And so we really wanted to explore our options and find a place where the real task is just to do the things that you're asking us to do for you and to be able to do those at a world-class level.
That's great. And I'm glad it's worked out so well. In fact, staying with that, you had mentioned earlier that in the first 12 months of being here, you increased your book of business by 150%. Tell us about the actual transition itself. You've clearly had an amazing transition. It's obviously been very successful. I just quoted the numbers that you had given us. But tell us about the actual transition itself, because I know that's always a really scary piece for advisors. Once they pull the trigger and they actually move to the new firm, what was that transition like for you?
Yeah, you know, it was really interesting. I think this is one thing that UBS sort of undersold to us in the recruiting process, is just how phenomenally good the transition team is. So I was a manager, I was a resident director at Merrill for about 15 years. And that transition team there, we called it TMT at the time, transition management team. And what that looked like was we'd say, Emily, you should come do business here. And you'd say, okay, great. And so off you'd come. And then we'd have typically two people, one or two, that were on that transition team that were former client associates, and they would print out blank ACATs and, you know, help you get that stuff filled out for 2 or 3 days, and then off you go. When we walked through the door, we had this huge, robust team of people here ready to help. And as we made our calls and had our conversations with clients, they have a very organized, very compliant way of going about things to get the paperwork to clients very quickly. And they kind of outlined for us, here's exactly what you need to do to be successful at this. And we followed their lead.
That's great. I will make sure to tell the transition team here at UBS that they've got Jason's ringing endorsement of,
yeah,
of helping
huge,
move.
Huge fan. One thing, especially if somebody that's from Merrill Lynch is considering making this move, if they hear this, I think this story will resonate too.
Now that you've been at UBS for a few years, what have been some of the most pleasant surprises that you did not expect when you joined?
So I was skeptical and thought, you know, some of the things that we're being told sound really great, but sounds like something that somebody would say to a person or a team that they were recruiting. And there were some specific things that came that turned out to be absolutely true, centered around the idea of, hey, we've got to take care of the client first and let's do the best thing for the client, and things that we couldn't have gotten done, you know, our previous firm. And so that's been a real surprise to the upside. The other thing that I would say is it's shocking how similar things are here to what we were used to as far as a product set and technology and those type of things. We, like a lot of advisors, pretty solely advisory business. And our managed platform here and the managed platform at the firm that we came from, very similar, just different names. And so the ease that we experienced in that transition and being able to do things for our clients was really great because it's essentially the same language. So that was something that I was concerned about and was happy that when we arrived here, that part of the transition was really pretty seamless. There was somebody that we had talked to when we were exploring, and they said, you know, it takes about 8 weeks of really hard work. And at the end of that 8 weeks, one day you come in and you just go, huh, I'm just working again. And we absolutely experienced that to be the case. But at about the 5 week mark, we just came in and we were kind of like, yeah, now we're just doing what we always do.
All right. So last question, what advice would you give to someone at another firm?
I would say the big things that you got to get really comfortable around is you got to be really comfortable around why this is good for your clients, because you're not going to be able to tell that story with conviction if you don't have that belief in your own gut. I think that's really important, and it's got to start there. We're in a strange business in the sense that it's the only business I can think of that you can build and operate a business, get paid to sell that business, and then continue to own and operate it, and then get paid to retire. So I think you got to have conviction that it's the right thing for your client. The other thing I would tell you is your clients are comfortable with you and they've worked with you probably for a long time, and they don't want a disruption in that either. And I think one of the really important things when you have that conversation with your client is just to be very clear in what the process is to transition their accounts from current firm to UBS.
So good. Great advice. And I think really well said around, at the end of the day, one of the most important relationships that clients have is with you, right?
Absolutely. Well, I'll leave you with one quick story as we wind up. So about a month or two after we transitioned, I had a client that called and I picked up the phone. They just said, hey, just checking in on you. How are things at UPS? And I said, oh, it's actually UBS, but we do wear brown every day. So that's become a running joke.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Well, now that we know that you hand delivered packages to their homes, who knows? You might be promoting the whole UPS versus UBS confusion.
Yes, my own fault.
Well, thanks so much for joining us, Jason. Always so wonderful to be with you and to catch up with you. Thanks for joining us.
Likewise. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much to all of our listeners for joining us in this open conversation. I hope you found it helpful as you continue to explore the possibilities here at UBS. To hear more stories from advisors who have recently joined UBS, you can visit our Financial Advisor Experience Hub at www.ubs.com/advisor-recruiting. I also would encourage you to have a live consultation with advisors who have recently joined us from your current firm to answer additional questions you may have. To schedule a confidential consultation, visit our Financial Advisor Experience Hub again. That address is www.ubs.com/advisor-recruiting. Have a great week, and until next time, your host, Emily.
The material presented in this podcast has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. It is intended to be educational in nature. It is not an advertisement, nor is it a solicitation or an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments or to participate in any particular trading strategy, nor should it be viewed as such by the listener. UBS AG or its affiliates and its employees are not affiliated with any third-party speakers mentioned. None of UBS or its representatives is suggesting that the recipient or any other person take a specific course of action or any action at all in response to this podcast. By accessing and listening to this podcast, the listener acknowledges and agrees with the intended purpose described here and disclaims any expectation or belief that the information constitute investment advice or a solicitation of any kind. Any financial instruments or services described in this podcast may not be eligible for sale in all jurisdictions or to certain categories of investors. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients, UBS Financial Services Incorporated offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC registered broker dealer. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide to you about the products and services we offer. For more information, please review client relationship advisory summary provided at ubs.com/relationship-summary or ask your UBS financial advisor for a copy. Copyright UBS 2023, all rights reserved. The key symbol and UBS are among the registered and unregistered trademarks of UBS. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG, member FINRA and SIPC.